Welcome to the Truth to You Daily Podcast, a podcast designed for teenagers who want to learn more about God's Word and how it impacts our daily lives. Journey with us as we set out to explore God's timeless truth one day at a time. Good morning. Welcome back to the podcast. Thanks so much for joining us here. It's a beautiful day in Northern Virginia, and I'm just excited to talk about eternal truth today. And I hope that you took some time already in your personal time with God. And now as we have a chance to reflect on some of that reading together, we'll be open to what the Spirit of God would say. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 12. This is our final day for this memory verse, and I want us to go ahead and look at it together and hopefully be able to say this at this point by memory. 1 Timothy 4 and verse 12, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity." Let's do that one more time together. I know those sequential things that Paul mentions here about how we can be an example can sometimes be difficult to remember here. But 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 12, one more time, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity." Now let's go to our passage of Scripture that we're going to discuss here just for a few moments before we go on to other things here. And it is 1 Kings chapter 21, and we are nearing the end of 1 Kings, and we're going to notice this together. Just a really neat thought here. As you go through and you read 1 Kings chapter 21, you realize very quickly that this is that classic story where wicked King Ahab encounters a just man by the name of Naboth. And the Bible says in verse 2, "And Ahab spake unto Naboth and saying, Give me thy vineyard." So Naboth has a vineyard, and it is the envy of Ahab. Now, Ahab has no morals. Ahab is foolish. He has a lack of discretion. And in fact, if you fast forward to the end of chapter 21, you find God's description of Ahab. And it's really sad because the Bible says that there was none like unto Ahab, which did sell himself to work wickedness in the sight of the Lord. That's bad. I mean, if you were to walk by the gravestone of King Ahab, that's pretty much what would have been written on the tombstone, okay? So that kind of encompasses the life and the person that he was. But back to the beginning of this chapter, and Ahab, being the selfish king that he is, sees something that he wants, and it's Naboth's vineyard. And so what happens here? King Ahab makes a proposition to Naboth. He says, "Listen, I like your vineyard. I want it for myself. And here's a proposition. I'm going to give you this much money, and you're going to hand me what I want." But Ahab meets his match in verse 3 here, because Naboth says this to him, "The Lord forbid it me that I should give the inheritance of my fathers unto thee." Now, Ahab is furious at this. In fact, verse 4 says that he displeased him. He was heavy-hearted. He runs in. He throws himself on the bed, and his wife comes in and says, "Oh, what's wrong, Ahab?" And she tries to work out a plan to give him what he wants in this vineyard. But I got to tell you, I have so much respect here for Naboth, and it's really not until you dig into some of the references included in this verse that at least my respect level for Naboth increased. And what I mean by that is, at face value, one might just say that, well, Naboth, he's being a little bit of a stinker here, because he won't even accept a reasonable amount for what he's doing, okay? Now, that's not to say that King Ahab didn't deserve somebody to just to stand up to him and that sort of thing. No, but Naboth here uses this language. He said, "The Lord forbid me then I should give the inheritance of my fathers unto thee. If you go back to the book of Leviticus, and it's in Leviticus chapter 25, there are four reasons why this vineyard could have been obtained by someone else outside of the family. And in all of those four instances, none of them apply to this situation. And so Naboth is literally saying, look, it has been given to me by divine law that I am not to separate from this portion of land that has been passed down from my fathers as an inheritance to me. And I'm not going to give that up because the Bible, divine law, forbids me to do so. Well, of course, we talked about how King Ahab, you know, he just becomes frantic at this moment, can't believe that there's someone in his kingdom who would refuse him in this way. But man, I'm telling you, Naboth here is not willing to sell anything for a price. You know, one thing, teenagers today, and you may hear this being propagated in our world today. Have you ever heard the terminology, well, everyone has a price, or everything has a price? And what they're saying there is, you know, I may like this possession that I have. Let's say, you know, I have a car that maybe I splurged to get, and boy, it's just my favorite car, the car I've always wanted, and it's got special significance because of whatever, and why I cannot even part from it, and yet everything has a price. And in that, maybe somebody come up and say, well, you know, I'll give you double what you paid for it. Somebody would say, no, I can't part with this. This is too significant. Well, how about triple? Well, what about quadruple? Well, let me think about that. And the idea is that eventually somebody gets to a number in which you can part with that object. Now, I will say this. If somebody offers me quadruple on the money that I paid for my car, I'm going to take it every time. That has no significance to me whatsoever. But I will say this, in matters of truth, which was completely what was taking place in 1 Kings chapter 21, Naboth said, I will not sell because this is a matter of principle. Listen, the devil is going to try to get you and I to sell the truth. Solomon said it like this, buy the truth, sell it not. Boy, there is just something that is it's eternal about truth and standing for truth. And although there may be those who try to get us to depart from truth and maybe make propositions in order to get us to do that, we have to stand strong like Naboth and say, you know what, this is a matter of principle. I'm not doing that because there is a higher calling on my life. There is a higher way in play here. And that means more to me than some financial or worldly gain. Tons of respect for Naboth here. And I hope that that thought connects with you today, to not sell truth, not depart from principle, but to stand on principle no matter what. All right, before we go, we just want to make sure that we are take into account praying for each other, and we want to make sure that we're praying for Sophie. Take some time today and pray for her. She would greatly appreciate that. We'll be back again tomorrow to study some more timeless truth, and I hope that you'll join us. Take care.